The Gita celebrates a life of action and engagement with the world. As such, it was compatible with Oppenheimer's ethical culture upbringing, but there also were important differences. The Gita's notions of karma, destiny, and earthly duty would seem to be at odds with the humanitarianism of the ethical culture society. Dr. Adler had disparaged the teaching of any inexorable laws of history. Ethical culture stressed instead the role of individual human will. There was nothing fatalistic about John Lovejoy Elliott's social work in the immigrant ghettos of Lower Manhattan. So perhaps the attraction Oppenheimer felt to the fatalism of the Gita was at least partly stimulated by a late-blooming rebellion against what he had been taught as a youth. Isidore Robbie thought so. Robbie's wife, Helen Newmark, had been a classmate of Robert's at the Ethical Culture School, and Robbie later recalled, "From conversations with him, I have the impression that his own regard for the school was not affectionate. Too great a dose of ethical culture can often sour the budding intellectual who would prefer a more profound approach to human relations and man's place in the universe." Robbie speculated that young Oppenheimer's ethical culture heritage may have become an immobilizing burden. It is impossible to know the full results of one's actions, and sometimes even good intentions lead to horrific outcomes. Robert was acutely attuned to the ethical, and yet endowed with ambition and an expansive, curious intelligence. Like many intellectuals aware of the complexities of life, perhaps he sometimes felt paralyzed to the point of inaction. Oppenheimer later reflected upon precisely this dilemma. "I may, as we all have to, make a decision and act, or I may think about my motives and my peculiarities and my virtues and my faults and try to decide why I am doing what I am. Each of these has its place in our life, but clearly the one forecloses the other." At the Ethical Culture School, Felix Adler had subjected himself to constant self-analysis and self-evaluation by the same high standards and objectives that he set for others. But as Oppenheimer approached his 30s, he became increasingly uncomfortable with this relentless introspection. As the historian James Ajaya has suggested, the Gita provided an answer to this psychological dilemma. Celebrate work, duty, and discipline, and worry little as to the consequences. Oppenheimer was acutely attuned to the consequences of his actions, but, like Arjuna, he was also driven to do his duty. So duty and ambition overrode his doubts, though doubt remained, in the form of an ever-present awareness of human fallibility.